All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about Vivian. Thumbs up, bro. Let's talk a little bit about Vivian. Vivian's had it tough. It's summertime. You know, when you're hot and you're thirsty, you can take a drink. Vivian can't. Boy chick, we love you back in Texas. Oh, the Texas folks are giving us major love. I'm not ready to thank everybody. I want to talk about Vivian first. I got all that Texas love got me all sidetracked. Now, Vivian, I didn't know that she'd be able to make it through summertime, and she's made it this far, but today we ran into a wall. Today she wasn't able to get up, but part of it was my fault. I was supposed to wake her up at 6 so she could go get her heart stress test. I probably shouldn't say her. So I didn't wake her up. I faux pod. You know, we have these stickers. If you don't put the sticker with the time on the door, I don't know what time to wake her up. You know, I got to be like 5:30. I don't want to wake her up 5:30. And so she missed her appointment, but I'll make sure she gets back there. But it ain't easy for Vivian. Vivian has it hard, and it's getting tougher and tougher as the summer gets hotter and hotter. And now we're getting towards the end of the summer, and you know, I've gotten calls now from people. In fact, the Channel 10 thing that was here in Miami got repurposed in Houston. It was on the Houston TV station K something. It made a lady call. The lady is now going to try to be a donor, but you know, up and down, left and right, I don't know if it's really going to work out or not. So we'll see. We got a few different people that are trying to be donors, but we're still looking. We've teamed up now in New York with Project Renewal. Renewal is a group of spiritual advisors that help the living donor get through the process, because the hardest thing isn't to find a living donor. The hardest thing is to help the living donor get across the finish line. Because again, in this circumstance, it's all about them. It's the living donor. And I got to tell you, I don't talk to them. I'm not allowed. It's HIPAA law, and it's very uncomfortable. In fact, I had one person that reached out to me on Facebook who said, I have 2 kidneys, and you know, I'm happy to donate one. And it turned out to be an unemployed homeless person who was just jobbing me, and I still had to follow through, because you never know, and obviously they didn't follow through. It's just heartbreaking what Vivian goes through. She does come home, and sometimes, you know, she has a tough time. And what is my number one job in life? My number one job in life is to not get down, is to not let her down, is to let her know that she's going to get a kidney transplant. I'm going to do everything in my humanly possible. And if anybody knows me, and if you're watching or listening, you darn well know that it's going to happen. You know it. I hope you're listening, Vivian. God bless you. Now, whew, how much time do I have left, Wanda? Wanda is talking to Command Central. How much more time do I have? Like a minute? 2-ish? 3-ish? Okay. Wanda's talking to Command Central, so I have to run the show on my own now. I don't know how to do it without my co-pilot.
I'm trying to get you some more time. Hang on.
Okay, fine. So I love Vivian. We've ended our campaign on Fundly. We've been approached by another group called Charity Box. Charity Box would help us convert the donations that we would get to 501c3 tax-deductible donations. I'm having it investigated by some of the family office philanthropy guys we work with, and we'll see if we can do that. The number one thing is that it's living donor issues. We've got to help living donors. We've got to get more living donors out there. We got to let more people know that everybody has 2 kidneys. You only need one, and if you take one and you give it to somebody else, you've now doubled how much life God has brought onto this earth. So if you want to help me with Vivian's kidney, you can call me at 305-773-6300. I'll put you in touch with the Miami Transplant Institute, and you'll help somebody with the gift of life. It's an absolutely beautiful person, the most beautiful person I know, certainly more beautiful than me, for goodness sakes.